Saxophonist Steve Wilson, pianist Helen Sung, and bassist Ira Coleman are coming together tonight for the first time to present an evening of elegant chamber jazz at the Masry Center on the campus of the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York. The show begins at 7:30. Returning to the Masry Center, Steve Wilson has attained ubiquitous status in the studio and on stage with the greatest names in jazz. A bandleader in his own right, Jazz Times calls him the consummate saxophonist, composer, and one of the finest alto and soprano saxophonists of our time. Wilson has brought his distinctive sound to more than 150 recordings led by such celebrated and wide-ranging artists as Chick Corea, George Duke, Michael Brecker, Dave Holland, Diane Reeves, Charlie Byrd, Billy Childs, and Mulgrew Miller, among many others, as well as 9 albums as a leader. It is a great pleasure to welcome Steve Wilson to the roundtable this morning. Steve, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. The honor is all mine.
So give us a sense of what it is like when you have one of these, this is the first time this has happened, but the three of you coming together for this evening of chamber jazz, when you bring artists together, what is that like for you with people that you certainly know but may not have worked with?
Yeah, and this is the case with Helen, myself, and Ira. This is the first time that the three of us have worked as a unit. We've all known each other for many years and have worked in different situations with other artists. Particularly, this will be the first time that Helen and Ira have actually played together. I've played with both of them separately in many, many situations over 20 years or so. You know, that's the wonderful thing about being in this music, because it is a very large but small community at the same time, and we share a common language. And when we have that common language as a foundation, then we can sit down and have a musical conversation that can go anywhere and totally be on the same page, 99.99% of the time at least. And certainly we welcome when someone has something different to say, because for each one of us, that puts us into a different zone, if you will, and gives us individually and together some new material to improvise on and to create on. So really, it is a very effortless endeavor, a very rewarding endeavor, because we all are plugged into a basic foundation, which is the history of the music, or the canon of the music, which, you know, goes back to, before the 20th century, and all of the great masters that we've listened to and have worked with. So that's a common bond that we bring to performance. So we work from there, and then everything is possible.
When you say everything is possible, do you know that just because you trust the artist, or is there a point when you sit down, I assume there is as a rehearsal beforehand, where you just say, oh, okay, this is where we can go tonight?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I'm glad you said the word trust, because that is one of the key elements and one of the key words. It is trust. When you have trust in each other on the stage, as you would in any endeavor, whether it's a workplace or a relationship, be it artistic or otherwise, when you have trust, then possibilities are limitless. So with each of us knowing our respective backgrounds and knowing each other, though this is the first time as a unit, we have total trust in each other, because we know that none of us would be this far in the music if we hadn't developed that trust with other people. And more importantly, each one of us have had the great opportunity to apprenticeship with some of the great masters over the last 30 years. So collectively speaking, there's probably, there's at least 50 years between us in terms of experience. So that's a lot of trust to bring to the bandstand.
Absolutely. So many people look to describe a sound, describe your sound, and it is such a distinctive sound. I'm curious, how do you describe it? How do you look to describe the sound that you bring to the musicians and the artists that you work with?
You mean my personal sound as
yes.
a saxophonist? Oh, wow. That's really hard to describe. I get stumped for that every time I think about it. And I say that because, you know, it's still a work in progress. I'm still developing. And that's the one thing about being a musician, a creative musician, is that you're always developing, you're still growing, it never stops. Because that's what you want to bring to the music. And so if there's anything I can say about that, is that my voice, though it may now be identified as a certain sound by others, and whatever, how they might describe it, I personally have no idea how to describe it. But I do try to bring all of the history of the music into my work, into my sound, into my playing. You know, this is an amazing form of music that we do, being that it developed here in America, basically a little over 100 years old as a genre, but certainly its roots go back hundreds of years to Africa and Europe and the Caribbean. So, but I'm trying to bring all of that history and a sense of history, because we're part of a continuum. You know, in this music, we are part of a long, rich tradition, a long, rich continuum that continues to go forward. So I try to reach back and bring all the roots into my sound and be informed by all of that and everything that I hear around me, all of new stimulus that I hear, whether it's musical or whether it's or art or food or whatever culture, whatever town I'm in, you know, try to be aware of all of that. So I guess, if anything, the artists that I'm working with and the audience to know that I'm totally in touch with all of it all the time. You know, when you stay open like that, then you always bring something new. You're able to bring something new to it every time.
The venue, of course, billing this as an elegant evening of chamber jazz. How do you define chamber jazz?
Well, in this case, it will be we'll mostly be playing acoustically. I think I know that they do have there will be some PA there, but I think if it's used at all, it'll be used very little. But it mainly speaks to the intimacy between us. So we will be able to play all dynamics with the greatest intensity, bring a level of romance to what we do, bring a level of excitement to what we do. And it's really, there's no conductor. The music is the conductor. So, you know, I guess the hard definition of a chamber group is a group with no conductor, and that we don't have. I guess, you know, we conduct each other to a lesser degree, but the music really conducts us as a unit. So for us, even playing together for the first time, it's really, you know, most important for us to be so plugged into the music that we serve it, and it can serve us and then serve the audience, serve the listeners. So we are instruments of the music.
And when you say that, it is the music, but you all have your own interpretations of that, correct?
Oh, certainly, yeah, for sure. But it's a balance of being selfless and yet finding one's voice through the music. And it's, for me personally, that means that I try to approach the music with no agenda. I don't try to force any agenda or issue onto what I'm doing, because from the time we play the first note or the first chord of a given piece on a given evening, you know, and let's say we take that first note of that first chord of a given piece, and then the next evening we do the same piece, it will probably be completely different. And it's having the courage and the openness and, again, the trust to allow that difference to happen, because usually something surprising and exciting is going to happen when you have that. So that's really what it's about, is to be open to those possibilities and to not try to force one's will onto the music. That way it will take you places that you could never imagine you would go.
Well, saxophonist Steve Wilson, pianist Helen Sung, and bassist Ira Coleman will come together tonight for an evening of elegant chamber jazz at the Massery Center on the campus of the College of St. Rose in Albany. The show begins at 7:30. You can find out more information by going to the St. Rose website, which is Strose, S-T-R-O-S-E, Strose.edu for more information. Steve Wilson, always a pleasure to speak with you. Great to have you back in town. Have an awesome evening tonight, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. We're looking forward to being here.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Steve Wilson, Helen Sung, and Ira Coleman performing tonight at the Massery Center on the campus of the College of St. Rose, 7:30. You can find out more by going to strohs.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.